to build things, he says, we need to lay up treasure in heaven. So this young man is, and I'm not real fluent and probably won't get it exactly right, Margareta Cabrera. We call him Mar, and he answers very well to Mar. He loves the Lord, and he loves us, and he's able to be here for a little while in the States. The last time he was in, wasn't able to get here, but he's been able to come, and he's been here before, but it's just been a little while. So he's got a presentation for us, so whatever the Lord laid on your heart, brother, come on.
Thank you, Preacher Josh and Brother Bruce. Good evening. It's good to be in the house of God. David said, I was glad when they said unto me, let us go into the house of the Lord. I believe going to church is not enduring, but enjoying. There's joy in serving Jesus Christ. I would like to grab this opportunity to express my sincere thanks, you know, for remembering us in your prayers and for faithfully supporting the ministry in the Philippine Islands. And then thank you for recognizing the missionaries as heroes of the faith. It's only by the grace of God. And the Bible says God is, like Paul said, God enabled him, counted him faithful, putting him into the ministry. Thank God that he still saved sinners in the Philippines. And I believe every soul won to the Lord, you have a part of it. Fellowship Baptist Church, thank you so much for holding the rope for us. Thank you so much. So I have with me tonight a PowerPoint presentation of the ministry with God, wherein God entrusted to me and where this church has been a part of. So Philippines is an archipelago composed of 7,107 islands with two major islands, Luzon, Visayas, and Mindanao. That's the, you know, map of the Philippines. And I'm working in the islands of Bohol with only one city, Tagbilaran City. Mm-hmm. That's the map of Bohol, a small island with almost 2 million people. In that island. We're famous for white beaches, chocolate hills, and then the smallest monkey in the world is in our island, 3 inches tall. Roman Catholicism is 90%. They've got nice building, and you know, people just inflict pain to their bodies, you know, to receive marriage from God. And the Lord bless us with ministries. That's our number one soul winning. Knock on doors, passing out gospel tracts, telling people that Christ is the only Savior. Thank God for the opportunity to share to the young lady. We have children ministry every Saturday. We have 5 villages, gather the children and give them gospel song, the Word of God. We have also youth ministry, you know, reaching the youth for Christ. Thank God for their availability. We have jail ministry every Wednesday morning, 30 to 40 inmates, and thank God we baptized 9 inmates, and one just released from prison. He's a drug addict before. God saved him, and God changed him completely, and he is attending our church now by God's grace. This is our jeepney and tricycle ministry. God carried 26 people there. That's our tricycle ministry. It can carry six Filipinos, but for Americans, maybe just 3. We have baptism in the ocean because we have the baptistry. Before I came here, I baptized 2 young people by God's grace. This is our ride for the cause of Christ. Using scooter, we go to another towns to, you know, pass out gospel tracts and soul winning. That's, amen. This is our island evangelism. We go to another island, 1 hour travel. The same, pass out gospel tract, knock on doors, soul winning, and the people in that island, praise God, were excited, you know, to listen to the Word of God. That's our Bible study every week. We have Bible studies. We thank God for the opportunity to gather the people and give them God's Word. This is our Bible Institute. We are training the nationals to reach our own people. We have 5 Bible students right now. That's the way they prepare their food. Just a little bit primitive, you know, firewood. One student graduated last Sunday of March. And Lord willing, he's going to start a mission work. We have supported local missionaries in our church that save, baptize, and train our Bible Institute. That's Brother Richard, Brother Tony, Brother Odell. There's a new work, Brother Jesus, Brother Lucio, the house church. And that's my son celebrating his first year anniversary. So that's the Gospelite Baptist Church. So thank you, church, for your prayers. Thank you for being a part of the ministry in the Philippines. That's, I believe, one way of fulfilling the Great Commission is to, you know, support missionaries. You are investing in the Philippines. And thank you so much for that. Amen. So for the message tonight, 1 Corinthians, if you will. 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verse number 58. 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verse number 58. And just bear with my accent, amen. Thank God in heaven, there's no more language barrier, amen. 1 Corinthians 15, verse number 58. The Bible says, "Therefore, my beloved brethren, be ye steadfast, unmovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord, for as much as you know that your labor is not in vain in the Lord." I like that statement. Your labor is not in vain in the Lord. That's the title of the message tonight. Shall we pray? Dear God in heaven, thank you, Lord, for this evening. We acknowledge your presence. Thank you for the reading of your word. Use me, dear God, as I deliver the message. I pray for the Holy Spirit to help me to preach with clarity. Cleanse me from my sins and empty me of self. And I pray, Father, that your will might be accomplished tonight. Use me in a special way to touch lives. Lord, thank you for this church once again. In Christ's name I pray, amen and amen. Your labor is not in vain. You know, there was a well-known event happened in church history that took place in 1831. A preacher by the name of William Miller, you know, after studying the Bible for 7 years, he was fully convinced and predicted that Christ would come on March 21, 1844. So this preacher believed with all his heart that God had called him to preach about his belief. You know, Miller and his associates worked hard for 12 years. After 12 years, 50 people became his followers. But when the time predicted came and went on, nothing happened and Christ did not come. I believe their labor were in vain. Amen. You know, saving the Mother Earth is very popular today. You know, saving the Mother Earth, wherein people will come to the ocean to pick up empty bottles, wherein people will come to, you know, will go to the mountains to plant trees. But I have learned that our Earth can recover itself without our help. And the Bible says that the heavens being on fire shall be dissolved. But praise God, as God's people, according to what the Bible says, our labor is not in vain. Amen. My labor in the Philippines in preaching the gospel is not in vain. And your labor in reaching out for people is not in vain, the Bible says. So I'm going to share to you three truths tonight, why our labor is not in vain. Number one, because there is immovable ground for our labor. There is immovable ground for our labor. Christian, I believe, must have a ground to carry the weight of our trust. You know, we must have a ground for what we believe. We must have a solid ground for what we believe and what we do. And thank God that solid ground is none other than the resurrected Lord and Savior, the Lord Jesus Christ. Thank God that the God we serve is not dead. He is alive, amen? And he is alive forevermore. And I am sure that he is alive. Why? Because he is in my heart and he is in heaven. You know, when the angel told Mary and the other women, come see the place where the Lord lay. He is not here, for he is risen. Come see the place where the Lord lay, amen. And then Paul emphasized that if Christ is not risen, our preaching is in vain. If Christ is not risen, our faith is in vain. And if in this life only we have hope in Christ, We are of all men most miserable. But thank God, he died, buried. After 3 days, he rose again. Amen. I like that song, He Lives. I serve a risen Savior. Thank God that we serve a risen Savior. Amen. That's why, because our God is alive, we serve a risen Savior. Our service, church service, is alive. Our singing is alive. And our service to God is alive. Amen. You know, before I got saved, my parents were very devoted to Catholicism. They handed down their belief to us in worshiping idols, because Philippines is a very idolatrous country. Though literally, I worship idols, I kiss idols, you know, I pray unto idols. And there are two popular idols in the Philippines. Number one, the image of Mary. Number two, the image of baby Jesus. We call it a Santo Niño. Very idolatrous. But I said before and I said again, but thank God, we are so grateful for the American missionaries who leave the comfort of America, sacrificed and came to our country and brought to us the gospel and preached to us that Christ is the only Savior. Amen. And preached to us that Christ is the way, the truth, and the life. I believe without their concern, we are still in our hopeless condition. Thank God for their sacrifice. You know, there was a lady who sells images of Mary. He approached me. She don't know me that I am a preacher. And then there's an image of Mary. There's a small image. There's a medium image. There's a large image. Different sizes with different price, you know. And then I asked him, which of the three, the small image of Mary, the medium image of Mary, and the large image of Mary, which of the three is very powerful? She could not answer, you know. Folks, idols is nothing, amen? Idols is nothing. And then, thank God, he is alive. I am not wasting my time serving him. We are not wasting our time in the church because we are serving a living God, amen? And no regrets. It was not a mistake that I abandoned idols to serve the true and living God. Because he lives, praise God, I can face tomorrow. Number two, why our labor is not in vain? Number two, because of invaluable crowns for our labor. Invaluable crowns for our labor. I believe whatever labor work we do for the Lord is not in vain. That is our motivation, amen? Our effort for God is not a wasted effort, right? Amen? You know, when Mary broke the alabaster box, do you remember? Mary broke the alabaster box of ointment, very costly, 1 year's salary to anoint Jesus Christ. And one of the apostles, I think it was Judas, who said, what a waste. But folks, remember, everything we do for Christ, it is not a wasted effort. We are investing for eternity. Two reasons why our labor is not in vain. Number one, because God is able to use our labor to accomplish his divine purpose on earth. What is God's divine purpose? Luke chapter 19, verse number 10, the Bible says, for the Son of Man is come to seek and to save that which was lost. Amen. The salvation of mankind. You know, folks, I never thought that I would be a preacher. I was born in a very remote place in the Philippines. And I am the youngest of the 10 siblings. Big family, you know, 10 siblings, because at the time, 1970s, 60s, 70s, no more, not yet, family planning, you know. But there is family planting. I am the youngest, and we are very poor, but thank God, he saved me at the age of 20 years old. For the first time, I heard the gospel preached. Oh, the Holy Spirit convicted me that I am a sinner, that I need a Savior, and I repented of my sin, and I accepted Christ into my heart and as my Lord and Savior. Thank God he saved me, and he changed me completely. Amen. That was the turning point of my life. And I praise the Lord that the God that saves you, the American people, is the same God that saves us, the brown-skinned Filipinos. And then I began attending church. I read my Bible. I pray, got involved in the ministry. The Lord was molding my life. I was growing in my Christian life by God's grace. Then after 1 year, I totally surrendered my life to the Lord. I quit from my secular studies. and heeded the call of God in my life to study in Bible Institute. I was taking up an engineering course, you know, engineering course, and I was graduating, but I quit and surrendered to God for the missionary. You know, when I give my life to Jesus Christ, when I quit from my secular studies, from engineering course, oh, my father in the flesh was so mad at me. And he told me that you are foolish, you know, you are crazy. But thank God I am fools for Christ's sake. But when I give my life to the Lord Jesus Christ, I know my Heavenly Father was glad in my decision. When I went to Bible Institute, folks, nobody supported me. But I realized, I learned that when you put God first, God will do the rest. And He used people to supply my need. He used somebody to supply my pair of shoes in my schooling. He used somebody to supply my pants and my shirt. And He used somebody to supply for my personal need. That's the God I serve. Thank God He is my Jehovah Jireh. He provided my needs because I live by faith. By the grace of God, God honors faith by God's grace. And then after graduation, I was privileged to be an assistant pastor, associate to the pastor for 7 years. And I know the Lord was molding my life. He was preparing me for another area of responsibility. And then 1996, I started a mission work in that island, the island of Bohol. I never knew a single person. I brought my luggages and my wife, and I have a dream in my heart that one day God will use me to establish a church for His glory. And thank God He proved to us that the gospel is God's power unto salvation. I never knew a single person, and they spoke different dialect. You know what? I am not talented, I am not smart, but I learned that God will use ordinary people. He will use the base things of the world to confound the things that are wise. There was a very nice illustration about, you know, the famous violinist. The famous violinist, he's going to perform a concert in New York using the most expensive violin in the world. And the people were excited. The place were packed up with people, and they were, you know, excited for that violinist, the famous, to perform his music. They came, and he was performing, and the people were amazed, and people were shouting, and people were rejoicing. He performed for 1 hour and 30 minutes. After that, what happened? He broke the violin. He smashed it into pieces. And the people were wondering why. And they were asking why he did that. And then the violinist said, that violin, I bought that one yesterday in New York. It is just an ordinary violin. The most expensive one is in the box. What's the point? God will use ordinary people. The world's greatest engineer built the Titanic. The amateurs built the ark. Which one made the trip? Amen. Thank God the greatest ability is availability. You know, when God called me, I told my God, Lord, why me? But God answered, why not? Amen. The greatest ability is availability. Amen. Lord, just use me for your glory. That's our prayer. Lord, here am I. Use me. Use me to bring visitors. Use me to pass out gospel tracts. Use me to sing in the choir. Lord, use me. Make me a blessing. Make my life a blessing. That's number one. God will use our labor to accomplish His divine purpose on earth. And secondly, God will greatly reward our labor. Amen. That's Bible. That's our motivation, that one day God will reward us according to our works, according to our labor. In Revelation chapter 22, verse number 12, the Bible says, Behold, I come quickly, and my reward, and behold, I come quickly, and my reward is with me to give every man according as his work shall be. Every man according as his work shall be. Amen. In Hebrews chapter 6, verse number 10, the Bible says, God is not unrighteous to forget your work and labor of love. Wow, amen. God remembers things. That's our motivation. You know what? I could not forget first time to come to your country. That was 2005 or 6. I was in Detroit Airport, And you know, the smell of your airport is different from our airport. The smell, your airport smells good, you know. Smells America. Before, I saw your place in TV, but when I was in America, oh, it's a miracle. Thank God for that. It's an opportunity. And then when I saw your roads, the interstate, wide with shoulder, and then first time, the fast-moving vehicles, folks, first time, it scared me to death. And then the nice cars that you have nice cars, the beautiful buildings, the beautiful houses, and the food, oh, lots of food. First time to eat at Golden Corral. I was shocked. I told to myself, oh, this food can feed one village in my city. You know, when I saw that, your cars, your buildings, your roads, your food, I said to myself, you are really blessed by God living in this country. Amen. I hope you will not take it for granted how blessed you are. Amen. I have a carpenter friend, you know, skilled carpenter. I asked him, how much do you do they pay you for 1 hour? 1 hour? He told me $50 or more. But in the Philippines, listen, in the Philippines, a skilled carpenter receives only $8 to $9 a day. You're really blessed by God. You know, one Saturday, I was in a prayer chamber, and the pastor gave me a pizza pie for dinner. Oh, first time to eat pizza pie. And then Sunday morning, I eat the leftovers. And then the pastor asked me, what's your breakfast? I told him, Pastor, the pizza pie, the leftovers. He just laughed, you know. It's a pizza pie for breakfast? Yes, sir. Praise God. Our labor is not in vain. Our giving is not in vain. Amen. The third one and the last. No, just a short reminders. Amen. Number three. Why our labor is not in vain? Because we have immovable grounds. Thank God we are standing on the solid ground. All other ground is sinking sand. Thank God for the rock of ages, Jesus Christ. Amen. That solid foundation. Secondly, because of the invaluable crowns, we have judgment seat of Christ, wherein every one of us will give account for what we do for the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. And number three, because of the infinite bounds in our labor. In verse number 58, in our text, the Bible says, be steadfast, therefore, my beloved brethren, be steadfast, unmovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord. Notice the word always. That word always is not accident. It is inspired by God. Amen. Always abounding in the work of the Lord, meaning we should not put limit in our service to God. We should not say that my service is too much. No, this is one of my favorite illustrations about Napoleon Bonaparte. You know, the great conqueror, he was looking on the map of conquest, and suddenly he cried and said, if it had not been for the red spot, I would have conquered the world. That red spot was England. In like manner, Satan would look on the map of conquest, and suddenly Satan cried and said, if it had not been for the red spot, I would have conquered the world. That red spot was Calvary. And where is Calvary preached right now? It is being preached in the churches. Folks, we need more red spot in the Philippines. We need more red spot that would preach that Christ is the only Savior, that there's none other name given among men whereby we must be saved. Christ, this only, Mary is not the Savior. Baby Jesus is not the Savior. It's only the Lord Jesus Christ. Right now, by the grace of God, we plant 11 churches. We sent out 11 missionaries from our church, and most of them saved, baptized, and trained in our Bible Institute. And by the grace of God, I won't stop. Amen? Because I have dreams. I have dreams. I have goals. And I have vision. And we need to act on that vision, because vision without action is just hallucination. Amen? Vision without action is that hallucination. And my goal is to plant 25 churches by the grace of God until God calls me home and until the trumpet sound for His glory, and train more young people for the ministry. But we are just limited. We are just limited, but praise God. I am so grateful that we have Fellowship Baptist Church as one of our partners in fulfilling, in accomplishing that goal for the Lord Jesus Christ. I have two reasons why I came here in your country. Number one, to give you the updates of the ministry, you know, to strengthen the partnership, and to let you know where the money goes. And secondly, trying to raise funds to buy a property for the missionary. You know what happened? One of our missionary passed away last November. And his wife passed away the same year, February. In the month of February, his wife passed away. And after 9 months, the missionary himself passed away. I was in his place. I saw his dead body. And my heart was grieving. I was sorrowful. Lord, what will happen to the church? And then after the burial, I approached one of the men of the church and told him, would you consider pastoring the church? And he said, just give me 1 month, pastor. I need to pray. Okay. And you know what happened? Blessing. Good news. Why? Because after 1 month, he gave me a call and told him, pastor, I am now ready to pastor the church. And the first Sunday of January this year, the church voted him to be the new pastor. And then I learned that that pastor who passed away, he had a deal with the land, with the property, with the owner of the property. He had a deal, you know. The property is 1,000 square meter with existing house, wherein they live in that house, at the same time their meeting place, and that cost only $8,000, but the pastor, the missionary, passed away. So I told to my God, Lord, I will continue the deal. So the church sacrificed, and we were able to raise $2,000 in the Philippines, and we need $6,000. And praise God for my visit to other churches where I was able to raise, praise God, $3,000. Amen. So I need $3,000 to be able to buy that property. You know, I asked that friend of mine who is a carpenter what it costs to build a bathroom. Is that right? Toilet, bathroom? He told me that depending upon the materials, you know, he said $6,000 to $7,000 for the bathroom. Folks, it's good to invest for souls. It's good to invest for the Lord's ministry, but it's a good investment. Amen. You know, in Georgia, they received panda from China, you know, bear, panda from China. And they built that panda habitat, a place for him, for that panda to live. And they spent $3 million for that panda. If that panda dies, the money would be wasted. Amen. Keep on keeping on. Amen. I like the slogan of Toyota, moving forward. Christian life is like riding a bicycle. To keep your balance, you need to keep moving by the grace of God. Yes, our labor is not in vain. Folks, it's really hard on my part, you know. I sacrifice. I am not here for myself, but for the missionary. It's sacrifice on my part. Leaving your wife, she has health issues, heart problem, beefy is not, you know, normal. But she said, just go ahead for the sake of the ministry, amen. Then traveling here, standing behind you, but I need to sacrifice for the sake of the ministry of God. Folks, just pray for me that I'll be going back last week of July, that I could raise the amount for the glory of God. Folks, once again, thank you so much for your prayers, for supporting us. Lord, thank you for what you have done tonight. Thank you, Lord, for reminding us, according to 1 Corinthians 15:58, that our labor is not in vain. Help us, Lord, to be steadfast. Help us, Father, to be keep on moving for the Lord. Give us dreams. Give us goals. Give us vision for the lost souls, dear God. Lord, thank you for what you have done. Thank you for this evening, for this opportunity to be here. In Christ's name I pray. Amen. Amen.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you for coming and being with us tonight, Mar. I really appreciate it. For one thing, I know he said one of his goals was to strengthen the relationship. Man, it's good to know what we're supporting. If he preaches like that all the time, I'll support him all day long. And I'm sure you do. I know you didn't come here to put on a show for us. And I appreciate you giving the gospel. But you remember last week, and I'm going to hold you just a minute. You remember last week when we were talking about heroes of the faith, and we were discussing how that when you make a choice to stand for the faith, or when you make a choice to not stand for the faith, that you will directly affect someone else. Did you hear tonight? He's here because a hero of faith went to the Philippines, was a missionary, and that directly affected his life and caused another hero of faith. So even as we continue to go through the book of Hebrews and look at, or Hebrews chapter number 11 and look at the heroes of faith, you know, I don't have the call on my life that I know of to be an out-of-the-country missionary. That's not something that I feel like that God's called me to do. But I'm glad that God gives us an opportunity to support someone who can reach those people. So I'm going to ask you to do something. We're not going to take up an offering tonight because I didn't come prepared for that, and I don't figure that you did either. But I want you to spend the next few days praying and seeking God, and let's see if we can help with the need that we've been presented to us tonight. Again, thank you for coming with us and being with us tonight, Mark. I'm going to ask you, if you will, to go to the back door and at least let everybody greet you or thank you for coming tonight, and we do want to appreciate you for coming. Robert Lucas, will you dismiss us in word of prayer?